Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. We're going to bring this Irish cart to the station. But had a little fun today. I don't know.
Bring this cart to the barn.
Right. I enjoy Billy Quinn. He's a great dude. And he runs the best Irish bar in West Michigan. And if you're listening and you got a chance next Tuesday, be prepared to wait in line. But
or this afternoon, you could still
right,
go
yeah,
there.
Right. Exactly.
Because yeah, yeah. They've got a bunch of bands starting this morning.
Right, and like the Tullamore Dew will be flowing.
So. Oh, you got to try a shot of that. If you've never had it, I can tell you right now the effect is wonderful.
Right, yep. First-hand experience, speaking from Bob, Barbecue Bob.
When we were young newlyweds moving into Grand Rapids, we had friends telling us we needed to go to Pete Brown's office.
Right.
And so we went there maybe once, and then they changed the name. They found out that Pete Brown was actually English.
Oh.
And as you could tell from Billy's tenure or tone.
He's broke, yes.
Yeah, that the English aren't so much friends of certain Irish people. So that they changed that name very quickly. Anyway, we're friends with everybody here. And we're especially friends if you can make a banger. And this is a piece of meat, okay? It's a sausage. If you've ever been to England, Ireland, Scotland, they have bangers over there.
Any of those lands?
And those, yes. I always had them for breakfast. And apparently they eat them all day long. But this recipe I found online, and it just was intriguing because it had Guinness for a dipping sauce with it. And you and I both love to do hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
My wife tells me I overserve people.
Right. Well, you know what? You're not standing there twisting their arm making them eat it.
But I think if you she's make talking good about food, whiskey.
Yeah, but if you make good food, people will overeat. And that's the biggest compliment I can get.
That's right.
Right?
So this is a banger. And if you can find any bangers, if you can't, just find somebody who makes a decent brat and it's close. Or just a
Sobe meats, just 30 good, flavors of brats
yeah,
in their meat case every day.
And they might even have bangers just for St. Paddy's Day. Right. I don't know.
Yep.
It'd be worth going. But anyway, this is, and of course, you grill the sausage. So find yourself a nice big smoked sausage, grill it up, and then make your Guinness dipping sauce. It's going to take some butter, some shallots, some garlic cloves, and then some Guinness and some fresh lime juice. And here's the thing I love, Jop, fish sauce.
I know you love fish sauce. Super strong. Word up on fish sauce. Use it sparingly.
And a little bit of sriracha and ketchup and honey and ginger and rice vinegar, which is also one of my go-tos, sugar, salt, pepper. And that's going to make you a nice dipping sauce. It's going to – I love the profile on that. I'll put that on our Facebook page.
Right.
I won't necessarily put it on the website because that's something I stole from, I think, the Food Network.
So grilling sausages – couple pointers there is that I would use that on a lower heat, not on a super hot heat, because you don't want that skin or the casing is what it's really called. It's not a skin, it's a casing. You don't want that casing to pop because it'll dry out for you. So, and then the second thing is roll them every couple minutes. Just keep them rolling because you do not want that casing to pop. If it does, it's not the end of the world, but you lose all the juice in the banger. And at the end of the day, you don't want to be eating a big, hard piece of banger. You want something that's a little juicy and
well,
a little
basically,
bit tender.
You put that's great, good advice, Jop. You put all that stuff into a saucepan, and
Are we back to the sauce now?
Yeah, you bring it to a simmer, and transfer it to a blender. Blend it well, and it's done. It's going to be good.
Right, really good. All right, well, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, St. Paddy's Day is a big day to party. If you're going to do it, get a designated driver. Be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. Go see Quinn and Tui's on Plainfield Avenue on the northeast side of Grand Rapids. You will not regret it. It is the authentic Irish bar in West Michigan, and have a little bit of fun. And we look forward to talking with you next week.
Top of the morning.